3-16-04. Secondary dominant is the subject. Before we do that, let's define dominant. The old meaning of dominant was a scale degree, the fifth degree. Any chord naturally built in a scale on the fifth degree was said to be built on the dominant. Eventually they found that their most favorite color was the major scale's five chord, which in four voices without doubling was a triad with an extra lowered seventh in there. So that was of course known as the dominant seventh. That meaning got changed when the baby boomers started playing guitar by the millions, and dominant seven became a type of chord. It refers to a chord that is, yes, the triad with a lowered seven. And dominant family is now a term used to mean any chords built on that structure, adding nines, 11s, 13s, altering notes, but just generally still being construed from that. The old meaning of dominant is still alive in academia. If you're ever talking to college grads and stuff, they'll still use dominant sometimes to mean that. So when you say secondary dominant, the one sentence definition is a chord that acts as the five of something other than the one, like 5 of 2 or 5 of 3, or, that's all. Because dominance functioned originally as five chords. And why did Europe go so bonkers over that chord that it just, forgive the pun, dominated the music? Do you know why that all happened?
No.
Okay. Let me see Gina here for a second. Thank you.
Yes.
You'll have her back soon. So if somebody were exploring, somebody were or somebody was, I've still never known which is the correct grammar, the major scale, and they noticed that some books go as far as to call it the law of the half step. I wouldn't want to say that, but there is an attraction of this note for this when you're going. Sure, you could say that it wants to go there, but what happens when you go the other way? That's not illegal either. So, yet there is this pull towards that, and this note is said to be pulling sometimes towards this note because it's a half step away. When you put, and this, you get, when somebody did the investigation on the scale, the diatonic seventh, when they got to the seventh chord, they notice that these two notes were in there. So the seven is said to fall naturally, the seven of the five chord, even when it's a whole step from minor. So when the seven went down and the third went up, you had this vibe. This sounds like the home key tonic chord. So maybe you've read this, that the 5-7 chords inexorably attracted to this home key chord. So this progression became so attractive to people that whole compositions have large sections where there's nothing else going on. Sometimes instead of going 5-7 of something to it, they'll go 5-7 to it, but they'll make it a dominant chord as well. Like this D7 is supposed to be the arpeggiator for the tape. It's a little D. Okay. It's supposed to go to the G, which is part of the whole chord scale of the key of C. But instead, what if it goes to G7? That goes to C7 instead of C. What if we take D7, which is the five of the relative minor, and go to A7, D7, G7. So you'll hear that too. The fall, the raised, yeah, say it right there. The ascending fourth progression, or the falling fifth. Everywhere. Classical music is just littered with it for centuries. You've heard it a lot. Did pop musicians ever use it? Did rock bands ever use it? to this very day, bank accounts swell at the very mention of this sound. There's some rock band writing yet another version of that progression that the Beatles put out there. They weren't the first ones to ever play day seven in a popular song, but being there as influential as they were, and that the bass line had the seven. When you hear that, you ever heard that composition? So that's the A7 chord, the second chord. So somebody's gone. Like old folk music. Give me a home. Where some buffaloes have roamed. If not lately, seen so many of them now.
That's pretty.
Seldom is heard. Ain't no discouraging weight. But, you know, it's that same. So these are called line progressions, when notes set up harmonic motion. So secondary dominant could be the five of, again, anything but the home key, huh?
Okay.
So you have a chapter in a book you say you're going to be perusing. Yes. And what is the book you have, The Piston? Or?
It's Robert Ottman.
Ah, Ottman, Elementary Harmony?
Absolutely.
It's a very fine book.
Yeah. I went through in high school, figured it's a good read again.
It's good they gave it to you in high school. That's not common.